So are you just going to ask me questions and I can answer it and then we'll go from there? And you can edit out anything that makes me look stupid or if I say something really messed up that needs to be gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how much we hate Scott guys.
This is my tickle.
I want to.
How are you doing, people?
Wake up, feel fine, grab my baggies off the clothesline. I want to wake up, restore, thinking back on the night before. I said yeah, then I did it. Having
it
not a
feels
second
like a rape
thought.
Dungeon in here.
Oh, I know exactly what he tastes like.
I said yeah, then I did it. La 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 la.
Just your mic, homie.
No, 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 no. You cannot buy the beer. Beer!
Close your eyes.
No, 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 no. I always blame the beer.
Okay, here's the show.
Hello. Yeah, I can. Yeah, I think you're right, Scott.
Hey, this smells good.
I know. What did you do to the mics?
It smells really good.
Smells not as good as eucalyptus mint, but hello.
Yeah, I can hear.
I still... Perfect. Yeah. Right there.
You can hear me though.
Yes.
Okay.
Perfectly.
Can you hear yourself?
A little bit. Yeah. I just don't want to. There we go. Wait. That's a little. Yes. Better.
Yeah.
Way better.
Perfect, dude.
Yeah.
Damn. I wish it. Damn. I wanted you to have a meltdown.
Why do you wish that on him?
Because he needs to get it out of him, and then he feels better.
No, don't.
It never feels better, ever.
It just goes deeper. My life. Deeper.
Does that sound good?
Yeah. Oh, dang it. There we go. There we go.
How does it sound?
Good. You sound great.
Everybody sounds like, y'all sound perfect.
Good. I don't know what Charlie sounds like.
I'm like super excited.
Oh, sorry. I'm
a kid. Like,
sounds good.
I have Star Wars Legos right here in front of me right now.
What?
This is my, like, okay.
Oh, you're
I got new podcast equipment, and it's, like, kind of high-end, and I never had high-end. And I'm, like, learning how to connect two pieces of equipment together through these optic cables, and I just don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And so I've been working on this, like, since Sunday, trying to make sure it was going to be ready for tonight.
Yeah.
And I think I fucking got it.
It sounds really good. Out.
Sounds really good.
So we just had a meltdown, though.
No, you didn't.
Because you're like, I can't hear in my head.
No, you didn't.
Like, oh, my God. Inside I was, though.
Yeah. You're panicking.
Yeah.
Oh, we just started, guys.
They want to go swimming?
Bye.
Bye. No injuries.
No injuries.
Injury-free Wednesday.
Why do you have to say that?
Because every time my kids come over here, they get injured.
Every time.
You want to do an intro?
Hey, yeah.
Episode 47.
47.
Yeah, episode 47. Welcome to the podcast. Let's get it started. I usually throw it to my right, to the hostess with the mostest, Scott. I'm going to throw it over to Joe. What's up, Joe?
Joe.
Oh,
Joe.
Nothing? Nope. Dead air?
No, Joe.
No.
Okay.
Well, howdy-ho, everybody.
Yeah, Scott.
That's somebody else's.
No, Scott's here.
Mr. Hinky.
Yep, to my right, the hostess with the mostest.
Howdy. Howdy.
And then to my left is Miss Colleen.
Hi. Hey, when do you think that Joe's schedule will go back to normal and like we'll be able to, I mean, like how long?
I feel like he's just using all this insanity
to
not be
now?
On the show.
I think he's purposely not being here.
Maybe he's dealing with murder hornets or...
Well, murder hornets?
Murder
hornets?
I don't know, man.
He's busy, man. Their schedule's all crazy right now.
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, is it going to get back? Like, I feel bad
I
for him.
So.
Mine's
you're,
starting
you're
to get
too.
Back to normal.
But see, you've been an issue as well.
Well, it's
yeah.
We need you back.
I am back.
Yeah,
now.
Listen,
I'm pissed.
You have people angry that you're not on the show.
This is an unpaid position.
You
woman.
Need to speak up more.
You understand?
I know. I'm going
to
talk.
People want to hear what Colleen has to say.
I don't
Colleen,
know about that,
including us.
People are messaging us too, saying,
"Yes,
y'all shut the fuck up. Let
you're
her talk
such
more.
A liar.
Give Colleen, a platform to
full
express her feelings.
Like, you want
to
change the name of the show? I mean, it's your duty.
You
can I do the sports
stop.
Thing? Andre
yeah,
Karolinko?
Just let us be a part. Like, once you learn this, just let us be a part of it.
Number 40.
We still want some of Brent's meat.
Number 47, Andre Karolinko.
Who's that?
Ooh. Yeah.
You went there.
AK-47.
This is going to be a good show.
All right. That's a good one.
Karolinko, AK-47.
I couldn't think of anybody in the NFL.
That guy was so good, and then just immediately was so bad.
Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty terrible. But episode 47, we're here. It's a weeknight, and I'm not going to lie, I'm pretty tired. I'm going to need you guys to
yeah, I'm there.
Carry it on through for me. I'm going to take a nap.
It's been a week, man.
Yeah.
What have you guys been up to?
Colleen?
Well, we had the launch on Saturday. Okay. That was amazing.
Oh, that was amazing.
It was seriously like, so, well.
That was kind of perfect.
So at work, you know, we sell crowlers and growlers. Crowlers are our cans where people literally just come in. They can get a fill of beer for, that's a 32-ounce can. You don't pay for the can. You just pay for the fill and you move on. That's what we've been selling so much of.
Awesome.
30 minutes before the launch actually went up, the crowler machine broke. And I was grateful for the fact that it broke on Ron and Jim's watch, the brewer guy who fixes everything. Because if it was me like making them and it broke, I would never hear the end of it. But we never got it fixed. So all we could sell was growlers and growler fills. So people would have to buy the growlers and then pay for the fills, which wasn't a problem. The launch went up. Ron's like, I'll watch the bar. Everybody go down and watch the launch at the river.
Awesome.
Went down there. Everyone's chanting, USA, USA. I mean, like, it was
a lot of people.
Incredible. Yeah. Like, I cried. Like,
it's a big deal,
it
man.
It was like, man, a success.
And did you cry?
I did. I came back to the, and like, when you think about it. I mean, this was risky. Like,
yeah,
we haven't
done
this
awesome.
In a long
I mean,
time.
We're a podcast in the Space Coast, Florida. You know what I mean? Like, we've grown up and lived this. And almost as we do this podcast, I don't know if we realize how big of a deal that is
it's
to the
huge.
World.
I definitely got
like
chills.
They all want to know and hear about it. Who gets to talk about like a local, being local to that?
Right.
That's a market there for us to, you know,
all talk of these about people were coming. And, like, I did not recognize one person
it's
Saturday
awesome.
In the brewery. It was all people from out of town.
That's cool.
And they were all like, God, you're so lucky you get to, you know. And I know now that I am. And my friends work on that.
Have they smelled the river? Know? Have they smelled the river?
Oh, the river's horrible right now.
Oh, my God, yeah.
But
it's all the rain, too,
it
man.
Was just really cool.
And then all that algae bloom going.
And then I come back to work. We sold out of all of our growlers and had to close early because we had no way to sell beer.
That's not a bad thing.
Hey, no. Sold out.
And we couldn't get growlers from Brix because the traffic was like at a dead stop on US 1. So
When's things changing when you can have just kind of everybody back? I heard bars are starting up.
Friday is going 50% capacity, but the way logistically, Colleen can talk about it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I guess bars are opening up on Friday. I literally just found out a couple hours before this, so I haven't talked to the owners, but the way hardware's set up, I just don't know how we're going to do it because, like,
you still
we don't
have
a lot
do
of space. You still have to
social distance.
Yep.
And it's so small. We have community tables. We don't have smaller tables. We have two small tables, and the rest are all huge. And then our outside space is limited to literally right in front of hardware. So,
gotcha.
But I'll talk to the owners. I'm sure that they'll figure out a way. We got to make something work, even if we do just have a few people and still sell to-go stuff. Like, I'll be so happy.
I mean, it'd be cool if they let you spread out in the city. Like, if you could ask the city to let you spread the chairs out a little bit wider.
Yeah.
So everybody can have a little more personal space. So you can kind of seat more people.
Well, especially since a lot of the businesses around us, like, aren't even open.
It's doing your local businesses a solid.
Yeah, but then you're going to have those Karens coming in and complaining.
God, Karen. Come on, Karen.
Tighten up, Karen.
Karen, dude, this
stop
is
being a snitch.
This is the Space Coast.
For real.
Elon Musk drives around here in Teslas and hangs out with people in Melbourne and shit.
Yeah.
Elon fucking Musk.
Yeah, I
he
know.
He, like, rents out fish lips.
Yes, I mean, he does.
That's another thing. People don't know how fucking important that motherfucker is. The first, you know, the first private astronaut
listening to him do an interview is intimidating. Like, it's...
He's so intelligent, and it's hard to, you know, like,
he has
a hard time trying to figure out how he's going to start talking about something.
Because
he has to almost dumb down his his vocabulary for us to understand what he's about to say.
Kind of like when you talk. Like, we don't.
Dude, totally. I'm
like, you
like
have
you
to dumb it down for me.
Behavior, like, he's me, but I just don't have the intelligent part of it. You know what I mean? It's just like, he's like me.
Put some people in space, bro.
But just,
put some people in space.
It is really incredible, the whole entire thing. So it was exciting for downtown. It was exciting for those of us cooped up in our houses for months.
It was awesome, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good time.
And it was like rainy all day. It was it was the old school NASA shut away, that shit wouldn't have gone up.
No, 100%.
No.
100%. There's a light wind, they'd cancel
it. He was on Twitter and he was retweeting that day. a picture of some other country that shot up a rocket with a thunderbolt, like a lightning, going, they were fine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. he wants to go, man.
It was cool. The next, so I worked Sunday too, and I figured, you know, we still didn't have the crawler machine working. I was going to see anybody, but I saw one of my regulars he's pretty high up at NASA and he makes a lot of big decisions. And he's one of the people that comes into hardware because he doesn't get recognized and he can just hang out and not have to talk to anybody about work.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I was like, dude, I was thinking about you the whole time on Saturday. And I was like, how do you feel? He's like, the biggest relief off my shoulders ever.
I bet. Hey, like, there was people that quit like the week before it went up. Like there was some controversy, you know, because they were something about like, it's not the way we used to do it kind of thing. It's just different mindsets of precautions and whatnot, you know, and hey, it's mutual, whatever.
I'm just so happy
for it to go as well as it did. That's all we want.
I celebrate on Sunday by watching Space Force.
Dude, isn't it good?
It's pretty funny.
Wait a minute. You guys really think it's good? Because I've only watched three episodes, and I'm struggling.
Yeah, it's
Steve Carell. Like,
I hate his voice.
Jackass. I love it, dude. But when he has to step up, it's time to, like, crunch time, he gets it done.
Yeah, we don't want to spoil it for anybody, check out Space Force.
I just don't like the way he makes his voice sound. It's like he's trying way too hard to have a growl.
I love John Malkovich, bro.
Yeah, John Malkovich is awesome.
He's so good as the scientist. Yeah. Come on, man. It's perfect.
I'm trying.
So far, so good. I will watch it.
As the season goes, it's going to get better. The chemistry is going to get better.
Do you watch the whole thing?
Get smarter. I'm like seven episodes in.
How many episodes are there?
I don't know.
It can't be that many.
No.
It's a brand new show. It's like The Office, though. Like
at 13, maybe, or something. Yeah.
Took a while to get going. Parks and Rec took a while. Yeah. But
it's going
to
be really good. I like everybody that's in it.
Yeah, it's really. It's a good show.
Have you guys all seen The Wrong Missy now?
I have.
Yes.
Come on now.
It's pretty. She is hilarious.
Dude, without her, I'm saying, just another Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah, she's hilarious, man.
She fucking killed it. She hypnotized the motherfuckers. I think it was his grandma.
Yeah. David Spade is uncomfortable on camera, though, man. I don't know.
I've never been a fan of his.
Yeah.
I love him.
Need Chris Farley.
But you have to have the opposite. Like, that's his talent, is being that guy.
Being the other guy.
What's really...
Yeah.
look at what's his name that does Ozark. Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman. Yeah.
He's that guy.
He's like, that character.
Nobody else
in every
can be
movie.
That guy.
The neurotic, weird. Yeah.
Yeah, but he's hilarious about it.
So when I watched that, I looked at David Spade, and I haven't really seen him in a movie in a long time, and I was like, damn, he looks old, right?
Old.
Well, get that old Trump come over.
So then he did an interview, like a Zoom interview with Howard Stern, like a couple of days like after it got released. Yeah. And he's like, let's not talk about how I look on camera in this movie. Like, oh, damn, he saw it too.
It was a good movie, though. It was funny.
You seen the Epstein documentary that just came out? Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. I've been watching that, bro.
What the F?
Yeah, I'm good.
What the fuck, bro? Dude.
That's another one. It's like, this makes me sick.
I don't want to watch that. But you know what? Like, watching that, like, Brent was like, I can't watch this. And I'm like, all these girls, like, oh, my God, I don't want to know why you're laughing right now.
I know why. Because I sound like Zool the whole time.
Are you choking?
I could hear it. What did you do? Scott's finally having his breakdown.
This was like with me and the Duke of Selma Lake shit right now.
I could sound like this the whole night. I told you all this shit's new to me. I fucking told you. It didn't happen. I knew something was going to happen. I was just... You're sounding fine, but I just want to hear
a faint, like Zool sound. Oh man!
I thought I was here. I heard it.
You could hear it, right? What was it?
Oh my God!
I'm too tired for this, man. I can't do this today.
He said something. Like we caught eyes.
Yeah,
we caught emotional.
You hear it. You can hear it.
You're like, rah. It's like, whoa, what was that?
Like, man, I'm hungry.
So I turned this little machine off and it went away.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm like trying to talk about the Epstein documentary
when
here.
I was doing the baby voice and
yep. You left it on.
The filters are fucked up. I guess.
So how do you watch a show like that? Like it makes I'm the older I get, the more I can't watch stuff that makes me just fucking it makes me sick to my stomach. Like that Tiger King. I can't do it, man.
Listen, but that Epstein thing needs to be watched by everybody.
Sure.
You need to understand how this motherfucker worked. It was the most disgusting farm. It was a pyramid scheme, bro.
Do you know what got me?
Like, he was paying people. Like, God, I want to fucking just talk about it, but.
Listen, what really got me.
You haven't seen it.
And what I said to Brent is I was like, there was one girl that was on there who, like, looked like she had, you know, a normal life. And she said, he was an adult. So what he was telling me to do, I thought it was okay because he was an adult and I needed to respect him. And it made, I was like, oh my God, these girls need to be explained to at an early age that, like, this is not appropriate whatsoever. It just shocked me. And I,
he got
was doing
these
it
girls,
forever.
He would get dirt on these girls and then they'd call death. I mean, dude, listen, like, it's the most fucked up system.
So fucked.
That's multi, like, there's multiple levels of this shit, and it's, like, no joke, bro. It's, like...
You think we'll ever know the truth,
I'm not even done watching it yet, and I'm, like mortified.
Know the truth. Know the truth if he died, or if he killed himself, or if
of who he was. Who was he?
There are girls out there that were recruiters for him.
Yes.
That were victims first.
Yes.
Yeah.
Turned
them.
Well, that's how it worked.
Because they were, like, they find people that are hurting financially.
Yeah.
Family problems, they would seek out the damaged people that, you know, were not happy and took advantage and gave them things. And then now they have to live with that.
That's crazy.
Of what they did, they perpetuated it, and now people are hating on them.
Well, like, and they would
it's
do
hardcore,
it.
Hardcore, dude.
Because if they brought in new girls, then they wouldn't
it's
have
so
to do
damaged.
The sexual stuff, but they would still get paid. And, like, each of these girls would recruit, like, 25 girls. And then those girls would recruit 25 girls.
And then they start living a lifestyle.
And it's like, oh, my God. Like, and they knew about it when he was in Florida.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's the saddest, most craziest, like,
I don't
mental
watch sad
fucking,
stuff anymore.
Don't fuck with cats is out the door for me now. This is crazy.
I want to watch the Muppets.
Because this is, like, real, like,
yeah,
intense, hardcore.
I want to be happy.
Shows you what money will do.
Yeah, an influence.
You guys sound stressed
pedophile.
Over
it,
dude.
I am
stressed. It has the people that he that he's tied to are on there being interviewed.
Yeah.
So you're hearing, like, I'm the one that made him rich.
Yeah.
I can't believe that this happened. Like, you guys got to know, motherfuckers. Like, that's how my cynical brain is with those guys, because now they're up there and they're being very genuine, it sounds like, about, like, I'm exposed to this, you know, I feel responsible now because of this, and I'm shocked.
Huh. Those poor girls, man.
My trust isn't all the way there, dude.
Sounds like I don't want to watch it.
If anything, you should watch it so you can explain to your daughter what is not okay.
I'm pretty sure my daughter knows what's not okay if I don't watch that. Like, I appreciate
more
that.
Than all of us here combined right now.
No, yeah, but I'm no, but I'm
true.
Saying like
your daughter's on another level.
No, but I'm saying like I'm good, man.
But I mean,
I don't like watching depressing shit. Man.
Those young girls just trusted adults like free willingly because they wanted to respect them. And
my daughter's well aware of if humans are pretty
as
terrible.
As soon as the technology is there to be able to extract intelligence from someone's brain. You know?
Yeah, manipulating.
I'm going to be talking to your daughter about
okay.
making our family smarter.
Oh, my God.
You might need to do the same there, boy.
All right.
Hey, we've been getting real serious stuff going on the show lately.
I know.
Hey, we had that last episode was good.
Yeah, but we're middle-aged white people.
We had like a serious
people.
Part, and then we had a...
No one wants to hear from middle-aged white people about the problems in...
I completely agree.
You know,
yeah.
It's one of those
it's
things.
Hard, man, because you have people like that you're close to on Facebook.
Yeah.
On kind of both ends.
Look what
really going hard in different directions, and it's sad.
Look at what
but hey, it's a conversation that needs to happen.
Look at
so it's going to be
that's
it's going to be hard at first.
That's
man.
A friend I work with that just texted me that now that we're talking about this.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, man. It's got to happen, man.
Mm. Isn't that awesome?
I need to do it. It's
yeah.
got to happen.
I
saw it a couple times earlier, and I've been trying to process, like, what's the right way, because I don't want to create arguments on my Facebook page.
Yeah.
Because I want to be just, all I've posted are things that are very positive. There's going to be something
man.
That I'm going to share on the show tonight when I edit it. So I'm going to include a clip of Killer Mike.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of what he said there up in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I think that needs to be heard on our show.
Yeah, 100%.
So maybe for the break or something, I'm going to use that.
Yeah.
And so, because people just need to hear. I don't care if one person listens to it.
Yeah.
You need to hear all the way through. Don't start judging what he's saying at first.
Yeah,
like,
listen
to
the whole thing
throughout, because he's making a point. And it's a good point, and it's the subtle things that you hear him say, like, I said a black woman, not a woman of color, not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the way you talk. It's an ingrained thing that we need to learn.
100%.
And respect. If you want to love everybody, this is the time to respect that shit, man.
Yeah.
And listen. That's all they're asking for you to do is listen.
Yeah. I've been trying to process it all. I really was one of those people that did not understand. And I understand that I will never understand what they're going through, but I did not understand that this was still, I don't know, like even going back to when Colin Kaepernick taking a knee for, you know, whatever, we all just are kind of like, look at this guy. Like, what are you trying to do? But it's like,
I had no problem with it.
It's like a real thing. Like, like a lot of us just turn our heads to it because it doesn't affect our daily lives. And it's like, shit, man, this is actually really freaking still happening in 2020.
Trump tweeted about that 108 times about Kaepernick in a negative way, 108 times.
Once I saw military, ex-military, law enforcement, ex-law enforcement supporting Kaepernick, and then the media twisting it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? 100%. When you have Green Berets kneeling with him.
Ratings like a motherfucker.
And media's nailing it home that Kaepernick's piece. You know, fucking
the
what?
The fuck out of all that.
So, and then everybody, all the sheep just like,
you know what's happening now?
Fucking stupid.
Is like the 49ers posted that picture of all Black Lives Matter. And like NBA players like Donovan Mitchell and other ones, they're like sharing it going, stop.
You've had that.
Who the fuck do you think you are right now? Yeah. Where were you when this fucking mattered?
Yeah.
You know, when someone was trying to be vocal about, you know.
No, man.
Doing what's right.
But, you know, on the other hand, it's a company. It's a private company. It's a privately owned business.
100%.
So it is what it is, man.
It is, exactly.
I don't know.
But, like, this is the lesson to be learned. And it's now, it's whether do they change what's right, or do they go back to the same old, and that's the big fight, and that's where this could either be like a beautiful moment, or it could be a really bad moment.
Yeah,
and we're teetering on that shit, and we don't have fucking leadership.
You gotta have compassion.
I don't care,
man,
if you're a Trumper or not, bro. Like, I don't care. Like, just what's right, it's right. You don't threaten people. You like the videos that you're seeing online. It's ridiculous.
There's some beautiful ones though too, man.
There are just as many.
There's some great
ones. And then they're criticized for share, like, oh, now they're trying to show some positivity in this negativity.
Yeah.
You know, and then our president hates on that.
Yeah.
It's like, no, those are the good people saying that they don't want to lose. That's why they're on TV with their faces shown.
Yeah.
Like, those aren't the people that are jumping in
right
to these places and robbing. Well, know, how are you as a president saying those mean things to those people that are trying to just be heard? And then sit there and go, we're the best for black people? Fuck you.
Yeah.
Straight up.
It's one of those things. You can pick and choose what you ingest through the internet, man. Social media and all that.
I just try to
bring in a bunch of positive shit, man.
Exactly,
if I see
something,
that's
all I want. That's all I care about, man.
I'm not.
I don't have sides of this.
Our lives are stressful enough without that shit, you know?
What's right's right, and everybody owns up to it.
Hey, do you think June, like, can we get a fucking month off from what's going on in the world? Can we have a good month? Can we open it all back up?
Well, hurricane season's starting, so there's that.
What happened to murder?
We already had three named storms before hurricane season even started.
Dude, like, what if we get a big-ass hurricane come through?
You know what's going to happen.
Shut up.
But we'll survive, dude.
Crazy one.
You got to shut up. No, you just got a house.
It's Jumanji.
That's what I'm worried about.
You need to be. Shut up and don't talk about it. Don't bring that shit into the world.
Fucking Lieutenant Dan up on my roof.
I need some eucalyptus mint. I need to smell.
Yeah,
I know,
do.
Right? You want to take a break?
Yeah, I need to smell my hands.
All right. I don't know how to take a break with this.
I don't know.
I don't have a break button.
Are you joking?
No, you make me sound like fucking Zool for 10 minutes, but you don't know how to go to break.
Oh, that was so fucking funny.
Real funny.
I'm real concerned about my plumbing.
I need some lotion.
I didn't want to come. And I don't want to be here. I'm the son of an Atlanta City police officer. my cousin is an Atlanta City police officer. And my other cousin, East Point police officer. And I got a lot of love and respect for police officers, down to the original 8 police officers in Atlanta that even after becoming police had to dress in a YMCA because white officers didn't want to get dressed. And here we are 80 years later. I watched a white officer assassinate a black man. And I know that tore your heart out. And I know it's crippling. And I have nothing positive to say in this moment, because I don't want to be here. But I'm responsible to be here, because it wasn't just Dr. King and people dressed nicely who marched and protested to progress this city and so many other cities. It was people like my grandmother, people like my aunts and uncles who were members of SCLC and NAACP, and in particular, Reverend James Orange, Mrs. Alice Johnson, and Reverend Love, who we just lost last year. So I'm duty bound to be here to simply say that it is your duty not to burn your own house down for anger with an enemy. It is your duty to fortify your own house so that you may be a house of refuge in times of organization. And now is the time to plot, plan, strategize, organize, and mobilize. It is time to beat up prosecutors you don't like at the voting booth. It is time to hold mayoral offices accountable, chiefs and deputy chiefs. Atlanta is not perfect, but we're a lot better than we ever were, and we're a lot better than cities are. I'm mad as hell. I woke up wanting to see the world burn down yesterday because I'm tired of seeing black men die. He casually put his knee on a human being's neck for 9 minutes as he died like a zebra in the clutch of a lion's jaw. And we watch it like murder porn over and over again. So that's why children are burning to the ground. They don't know what else to do. And it is the responsibility of us to make this better right now. We don't want to see one officer charged. We want to see four officers prosecuted and sentenced. We don't want to see targets burning. We want to see the system that sets up for systemic racism burnt to the ground. And as I sit here in Georgia, home of Stevens, Georgia, former vice president of the Confederacy, white man said that law, fundamental law, stated that whites were naturally the superior race, and the Confederacy was built on a cornerstone. It's called a cornerstone speech. Look it up. The cornerstone speech that blacks would always be subordinate. That officer believed that speech because he killed that man like an animal. In this city, officers have done horrendous things and they have been prosecuted. This city's cut different. In this city, you can find over 50 restaurants owned by black women. I didn't say minority, and I didn't say women of color. So after you burn down your own home, what do you have left but char and ash?
Yeah, like on the Facebook page, it just says, hey, Sunday, if you want to schedule an appointment, the bus will be here. I'm like, I'm gonna schedule an appointment,
dude. That's amazing what you just gave us.
I need to take a picture of that and send it to Brent.
I already took a picture. I'm gonna send it to you right now.
It's probably not something I should have in my house, though.
No, I can't have that in my house.
It's too good.
Yep.
So it's the cookies that are on the plane.
Oh yeah,
Biscoff.
The Biscoff, because you always see them in the airports.
Yeah.
You see this stuff. This is crunchy cookie butter. So it's like a peanut butter jar, and I bought it, and y'all know about my shit with my scooping the frosting
right. Dude, that right there, I blame you for the frosting. I do the same thing.
But that lemon supreme was so good, right? It's been sticking with me. I'm not doing it.
So you bought that?
So I was looking at the back, because I was looking for, like, peanut butter. I like peanut butter.
Me too.
Yeah,
and I'll just do a scoop.
I love it.
And I was like, okay, this ain't too bad for you. This is okay.
Oh, it's bad for you.
The carbs are a little down. Sugars aren't too bad. Not like crazy.
No, right.
The carbs are crazy. Terrible for you.
I know.
It's all sugar.
I know. It's a problem.
They're like, the serving size is the size.
That's why I'm not talking about this proudly.
I can't have that in my house, man.
Listen, my daughter, she goes, how many scoops did you have? Like every morning she checks it when she gets up and tells me about it because like she wants it.
I need somebody like that in my life.
I Bisque do kind of cookie butter.
It's a problem. Take it. Get it no. out of my hands. Fucking put it over there.
Get the oh my fuck god!
On my floor.
Fuck that. Get it away from me, dude. I can't have best. That. I can't have that.
So pretty much on our break, on our kind of break here, we.
I was talking
we all
about
tried a spoonful.
I was talking about Sunday. I'd done pretty good, man. And I was like, you know, I was just sitting at the house and I was like, man, you know what? Texted Tracy, my awesome neighbor. And I was like, I need four slices of white bread, please.
Yep.
Went over there, four slices of bread and made two inch thick peanut butter and jellies. And it's so fucking good, man. Mm. And then you broke out Biscoff cookie butter.
Peanut butter and jellies too, man.
It's hard to beat, man.
So butter good. Bread, that's the bread.
And
the bread.
I put some honey in between the strawberry jelly and the peanut butter.
I'm grape jelly.
Yeah, I like grape too.
I like them both, man. You know what I used to really like, and this is.
But
weird.
I'm dangerous. I'll use strawberry.
You know that cheap ass that cheap ass goober.
I'm dangerous.
It'd be like grape and peanut butter.
I never got that, but
dude, back in the day, like in my old school, like when I first was like married and getting fat. Like from a young, healthy gentleman to a fat, you know, business work guy. Jesus Christ. I would get that goober shit because no one in the house wanted it. And I did it just because I could get a spoonful every time I wanted some.
Ugh.
And it was like because you had the perfect peanut butter grape
I think
combo.
That's why they made it for people
and
like
it,
you.
It was good.
No,
it's
man.
Still around, right?
I had it recently and it wasn't good. Like it's different. Like I get it back then, but.
It's like new Coke and old Coke. It's like new goober and old goober. Right?
Twinkies just aren't nearly as good.
I don't know. I haven't had Twinkies.
Remember those
years,
red
man.
Zingers? I used to love those things as a kid.
No, what about the strawberry swirl Little Debbie's?
Swiss cake rolls.
Oh, the strawberry swirl ones?
Those strawberry shortcakes.
Yes.
Yeah, those things are legit, bro.
I can't have them in my house, man.
The
whole box.
The PB&Js?
No.
Remember peanut butter and jelly ones?
Star Crunch?
The Nutter Butter is my all-time.
Mine's a large oatmeal cream pies.
Dude, I used to even like the donut ones that everybody fucking hated. Remember the weird little donut ones?
Those are gross.
I would just eat the edges all the way around them. God. And then the middle part that like, yeah.
I like the Valentine's, the white ones with the pink stripes all over that are in the shape
of
hearts.
Oh, Little Debbie Christmas trees.
Yes, what and the Christmas trees. That's all the
what
same.
What about the Edelman pound cakes?
The Edmonds?
Edmonds
yeah.
is just
not the Julian
awesome
Edelmans.
Anyways.
Yeah, not the Julian.
The Edmonds.
Edmonds.
They're always buy one, get one free, man.
Always. They get you.
The crumb coffee cake?
Oh, dude, they're not bad.
And the Devil's.
The Devil's food yeah. donuts are
what about
like.
The cream pies, the cherry pies?
Can we please stop
this?
Talking about
Why
this?
Why are we doing this?
Because we ate a bite of that shit. That's
I
what
know.
It does.
Can we
our
please
brain
stop talking?
We're all sugared up.
It's a, there's a sign.
Yeah, I'm jacked
Joe
up
Rogan
right now.
Can tell us how.
I'm jacked up right now.
I am too.
Oh, God.
Thank you. I needed that little bit of spoon of sugar, man, because I was hitting a wall. I'm tired, man.
I bet.
I'm hurting. Colleen, did you have a plumbing issue?
Yeah, my kids won't stop flushing crap down the toilet. And not crap. Like, so we had to have a plumber come out. Like
items.
A couple weeks ago because Declan thought it'd be a good idea to take a bunch of baby wipes and flush them down the toilet. And we have old pipes in our house,
baby wipes,
copper
no.
ones, and they like get stuck in there. So
easily.
He had to snake it. Well, then Keegan flushed a little rubber bunny, like they have little animals that they play with in the bathtub. He flushed that down the toilet, and Brent saw it happen. Like he was trying to get him to stop. And like Declan and Keegan are both looking. Declan's like, oh, no, bunny. And now the bunny is in the toilet somehow. And it just bubbles and makes this noise.
Oh, man.
So now, yesterday, we give the kids a bath.
Have you plunged it?
Yes. And everything gets backed up. So I'm like, what? Like, oh, we got to figure out something, man. Because we've spent so much money on plumbers.
Has Brent tried making corned beef?
That'll help.
That smoked
just
corned
saying.
Beef?
It's just like, I'm starting to get.
Did you text him about taking that?
No,
that Boston
he'll
butt?
Take it anyways.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely need to get it tonight then so it can defrost.
Yeah.
So we're going to record. We're going to do it Saturday. We might do a doubleheader, huh?
I hope so.
We'll see how it goes.
It's going to happen.
So we're going to have a morning, and then we'll have like an afternoon. 4
p.m.? Yeah.
We'll have a special guest.
We will.
That'd be awesome.
We will, man.
I look forward to that.
Me too.
Yeah.
He's active in the group.
Get ready to find your new best friend.
Yeah, that's going to be
awesome. For real. You two are going to be like, yeah, you're like the same.
Did we just become best friends?
Awesome. I look forward to it, really. because I feel like I should know him, but like I don't because
it's so
like,
crazy
it's like
you
a,
don't. He's like famous in town.
I bet like maybe when we start talking, maybe something will click.
Somewhere down the line, you guys have been in the same party. Hey, yeah. Will you go get that cookie butter for me?
No.
Dude, I want it so bad.
I'm staring. Yeah.
It's ridiculous, man. It's the biggest problem of me walking from this to my bedroom.
It's the cookie butter?
At the end of the night. When it's like, okay, everything's getting shut off. I'm going to my bed.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I got to walk right by that little closet and I go, ooh, cookie butter.
I deserve a little treat. That's what you tell yourself? I deserve a little treat.
I'm a good boy today.
I deserve a little treat.
I know. That's totally like, it's the most ridiculous fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
And I can't.
Can't do it. Yeah. It's like, hard, man. I do it right early in the morning.
Okay.
Early in the morning after I get done with my run.
Yeah.
I'll do something like that.
And it's good to, though.
Yeah.
Because you need that.
Burn it off.
Yeah, exactly.
Burn it off. But listen, nighttime is hard.
Is it still real hard?
Yes.
Like, especially when you're home by yourself.
It's terrible.
And there's nobody else
to
give you a little fucking self-hate. Yeah, you know, like throw some judgment at you.
Yeah, right.
It's terrible.
Like you can just, like, if you want to make Brent feel bad about something, you can just fucking... Hey, Brent, and just say one thing and you fuck.
Well, listen, if you need that, you can text me and I'll text you a bunch of fucking terrible things about yourself if you need that. I'm here for you. I'm a good friend.
See, it's hard for Brent, even in myself, because we both like to eat that crap.
You'd have to move in with me for this to be a workable situation.
All right, Colleen, you're out of the equation because how old is your youngest child?
He's going to be 6 this year.
Okay, you just need to eat right now and be happy.
No.
Yeah, you got to, man. It's too much stress going on. You just need to enjoy. Try to watch yourself as much as possible.
I can't.
Stress is the worst. Like, if you took stress and weight, I mean, stress is the real bad one.
Well, that was obvious. I mean, it's obvious right now, but I feel like now that things are going back to normal, I need to, like... reel myself
well,
in. I need to start exercising again because, like, that's the only time I actually. Yeah. It's
but
so
it makes
weird.
You happy to exercise too. So
exercise
makes you
feel so good.
It
but
does.
It's like when you're not doing it, it's so hard to like get your mind to just be like, oh, just go freaking do it because you know you'll feel good.
Yeah.
But then you just don't do it, and then you feel like shit the whole day.
That's what happens to me.
It's like
I'll go on like a 2-week binge, and I'll just be like so good, I feel really good. I'm like, man, this is great.
Yeah.
This is so good. I'm gonna be fucking terrible this tonight or something, and I just fucking go off the rails.
Right.
And either go drink or something, go eat a pizza.
Yeah.
See, I'm different.
I go off the rails.
If I work out, I'm more strict with my diet.
Yeah.
Like it keeps me more honest. But if I don't work out, I'm like, well, I didn't work out, so I might as well just eat a calzone or something. Like it's weird. I don't know.
We all talk our brains. We all talk to ourselves differently.
Yeah. Or you don't have an inner monologue at all.
There you go. See, I pulled that out.
Yeah, right?
That's your thing.
Let's talk. Hey, Joe, how do you feel about it?
Hey, Joe.
He doesn't have an outer monologue either.
Oh, he's not here again. It's pretty sad, man. Pretty sad.
School's out.
School's been out.
Not for me.
School's been out forever.
School's
the
out.
Boys just started
Between, like,
school
Well, I didn't have the
Monday.
Kids all last week.
Yeah, but no homework and no schoolwork.
Well, school was out for last Friday for us, I guess, for public.
Straight A's, man. Straight A's and all those for my kids. They killed it.
Kids did good.
Yeah,
I'm proud of them.
They did good.
I got a B in math.
They
which
busted
is really
their
good
ass.
For her.
Yeah.
And math was like, I got a B. I feel like because we worked on that together, kind of, you know?
Yep.
Like, she did like so good at just doing the test. But we did all the little practice stuff together as a group. And man, she was smarter than me. There was shit I was getting confused. She said, no, it's this.
Yeah, it's hard from
I'm
home,
like,
man.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's hard from home. And Colleen, you said your kids are back in school.
Yeah, it's, quote, summer camp.
Okay.
But they started back on Monday. Oh, my God.
Is it awesome?
So awesome.
Yeah.
Well, not just, it's what's really cool is that all of the teachers and therapists have not seen the boys, especially Keegan, with his talking, since he's just been doing all this during quarantine. So, like, I got a message from his actual teacher that does his class, like, I cannot believe your son. He told me this today. He did this today. And she's like, you guys are doing such a great job. And I'm thinking,
awesome.
I don't really feel like we do anything. Like, I don't know how he need. I mean, I guess we do. We really do. But in our eyes, it's never enough because it's like you feel like you never can do enough for your kids, especially when it comes to getting
them. And it sounds like he's excited about it, too. And once you kind of get like something new in your life, it can become infectious. Yeah. Where you just want it. And then just the want, just the caring enough about it out of him.
Sure.
Will just make it be.
Yeah. So it's really, it's cool.
That's the power of the brain there.
And they get to hang out with like kids that are like them. And, you know, I would like to say they're friends, but they all kind of are in their own little world at that school.
But you're still getting interaction.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
that was the biggest thing about doing this, bringing the kids over here through this whole pandemic.
Dude, my kids are so bored.
Oh, when
I took them on a fucking trek, like a okay, our golf course here, Sherwood, it's closed down. Mm-hmm. Okay, so some people are taking care of the grass. The groundskeeper only gets like 15 hours a week to keep it up because it's closed down and it's up for sale. So it's a jungle. So the kids, now that we don't go to Disney, it's Animal Kingdom Safari, where you get in the truck and ride around. We do it in a golf cart.
Yeah.
Ride around the golf course. Well, Ian took us on the other half of the nine. There's like alligators out there. There's like
a lot
of ponds. Like, we're going to go fish them, you know, ride around. Well, and you see where people have taken care of it. There's a place where you can get eggs and honey, you know, at the bike behind turpentine.
Eggs and honey.
And it's like, you just eggs and honey.
It's like a secret place.
And get some eggs and honey.
And they went, you know, with the golf cart. And Ian told me how to go. And I listened to him, and I didn't do it.
Did you buy any eggs and honey?
And we went down the dairy extension in a golf cart, me and the kids, and we were like, I don't know if we should be doing this. That's what I'm saying. They're like, yeah. They thought I was fine because it's me. You know, they don't know the difference.
Yeah, they trust dad.
Halfway we're down there, there's cars going both ways. I'm having to get up in the high grass on the side. Just because I'm like, Jesus, this is not safe. I do not feel good about this. Get me out of here. And we finally get to the back. And I'm like, Ian, this is where I am right now. I can't go back the other way. I don't want to. How can I get back to either the golf course or towards my house? So he gave me the directions. And I should have went that way in the first place, like on the way to get there. So now we can go do it. But it was a long fucking trip.
Yeah.
It was crazy. But that's the only fun they've had.
Speaking of Disney, I think we might have to actually cancel our annual passes.
You should.
You mentioned that.
You should. Like,
It's something that had never really crossed my mind, but the mask thing, like, my kids won't wear a mask. And so I emailed their disability people, and I was like, hey, like, how strictly is this being forced for kids on the spectrum? And not just that, but my 2-year-old won't even wear a hair bow, but you want her to wear a mask. A 2-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, nope, it's going to be enforced. And, you know, you have to have reservations and there's no chance that you'd get them. And I'm like, so we still have to pay all this. We have to pay for 4 of us.
Yeah.
And then in December, we're going to have to pay for Quinn too, because she'll be 3.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm like, if we can't just go when we want to go and worry about
that's
this.
That's the
like,
only point. That's the point of getting the passes.
It just sucks because like Legoland, masks are optional. At Universal, if you have a note from a doctor or a disability or whatever, you don't have to wear it. And it's like, it's just crazy that they're expecting these little kids, like a 2-year-old, like that to me, like, I know they're just doing it to keep people away.
It's for financial, I don't know.
I mean, there's I don't know how these people.
There's a responsibility. They're scared if there's an outbreak there that, you know, they're going to be sued in some way.
Like, just CYA, cover your ass.
Yeah, that's all, man. Doing. Exactly.
Well, I mean, I just.
And it's bull. Like, mine are out in January.
Yeah.
Gone.
I know.
I'm so lucky that I was able to get out then, because I tried to get out earlier. And
I'm still going to Epcot Food and Wine Fest. I could give a shit.
I love Disney. I can't hate on them. You know what I mean? No. But
during
this time, they should be very understanding and let you out of that.
Well, I wish that they would let us just put our passes on hold. Then when they open back up fully with none of these restrictions,
and
let you. I don't know. Everybody, I'm in so many pass holder groups and nobody can get an answer. Every person that you talk to, guest service, like a cast member, different answer from
everyone.
They're
ironclad on those contracts, man, and they hold you to them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I tried to, like, a week after I got my passes, go, you know what? I shouldn't have done this.
Yeah.
Like, I was trying to get out of them. Something came up to where we were going to be doing something different over the summer.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let you out of it, you know? It would have been, like, this big old fucking ordeal.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, I'm just going to do it and use it this one more year and...
Well, we have to figure something out, because we're not going to pay for them if they're going to like charge us and we can't even go. So it's you think that
this
they
is
would,
that
but...
ultimate like, hey, we're all like community. Let's like do the right thing for each other right now. Like, we know you guys are going to be fine.
You think Disney's going to do that?
Hell no.
Of course not, man.
Hell no. And it sucks, because what do we do all day? We talk about them. We support them. We fucking have groups about them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I mean, come on, man.
Brent's like, well, then we can get Universal passes. But I'm like, our kids are still so little. There's nothing at Universal for them to do yet.
I think my kids have Universal passes.
Yeah.
We have SeaWorld.
Do you? Yeah. SeaWorld's great. I like the roller coasters there now.
Oh, yeah, man.
They're awesome.
Yeah, those are fine.
They're fun.
Not for a six-year-old.
The new penguin enclosure is all new.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, we still haven't been yet because of coronavirus.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got them in March.
Jesus.
Smart.
Isn't that right when it happened?
Perfect timing.
I'm going to pivot here real quick.
Pivot?
The Disney, the Mandalorian gallery.
Oh, that's
on Disney Plus.
Okay, have you been watching that?
I think I saw one part of it, but I didn't.
I've
get
only
a chance
seen the first
it.
Episode, and it's the circle. It's Star Wars school, like the guy said. And the guy that got hired by George Lucas, that's the the cartoon.
Dave Filoni,
dude,
he's awesome.
His story had me sitting here on my lunch break today, cracking up laughing.
He had
all of them just in his hand, just telling that story, just cry laughing.
I'll have to watch that.
He didn't even believe. He's like, are the SpongeBob guys fucking with me right now?
Like he didn't believe he was talking to George Lucas.
They fuck with me all the time, man. They had him.
He worked on SpongeBob, and when Lucas called him, he was like, "Get the fuck out!"
He was doing Avatar, but they're all for Nickelodeon in the same building, and so each group of cartoonists for each show, they kind of had their teams, you know, like who was better, and they'd prank each other all the time, and they would prank it like SpongeBob guys would just terrorize everybody, I guess.
Yeah.
So he was all on edge and shit. And it was like George Lucas.
It was really George Lucas, but he thought he was getting fucked with.
God, it was so good.
That's crazy, man.
And then what's his name's daughter?
Who's that?
The other director. The female, the redhead.
Bryce. I know you're talking about.
What's the father's name?
Ron Howard.
Ron Howard.
Oh, yeah. Bryce Dallas Howard.
Dude, God, she's so good.
Yeah, she's amazing. Like, she's an actress, too.
Yeah.
She's been in a lot of movies.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a good behind the
scenes. Jurassic Park.
Thing. Yes.
Oh, yeah, Jurassic Park.
Well, and she talks about it on that first episode of her love of the way the animatronics and everything worked and the CGI, like being able to do things differently. And that's why she does what she does now.
That's how awesome. Lucasfilms and magic, man.
Yeah.
How long are we going tonight? Because I'm ready to fall. I'm tired.
Dude, we're not even like, we got like 40 minutes.
Go get me the cookie.
We're 20 minutes short.
I was just looking at it. I was like, what would they do if I just like threw the mic and ran and got it?
Give me the cookie. No.
No,
I can't do it.
No.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I don't want it.
Should we call Scalzi?
No. Call Joe.
He totally put the flag up. I cooked that steak, and I was trying to get him to start a fight, and he called me out on it. He's like, look, who's trying to start a fight? That's cooked perfectly, bro. And he, like, gave me the perfect
He actually meant that.
He did, I think.
Because, I mean, it was cooked perfectly.
It was, dude. It was butter. Like, so good.
It was
my
butter?
My dad, oh, yeah, didn't cut it. Like, fork.
Trying to get Joe to call
my dad. My dad showed up right when I fucking pulled that bad boy off. And I was just getting ready to eat the whole thing by myself. And
God,
he shows up, comes
so
in, and goes,
good.
Oh, man, that smells really good. And I cut it in half. Like here, I was kind of pissed. I didn't want to get in fucking half of that. God. It's the fucking best steak I've ever had.
So if we record Saturday, too, like Brent is going to maybe.
He's going to make.
We can call him and ask him.
You want to call Brent?
Yeah. Do you want me?
I think I can do it. You gotta text me the phone number.
Right. Hey, the NBA's starting
phone
back up.
You see my phone?
Nope. The NBA's starting back up.
No.
Scott, did you see that? The NBA?
I don't know the details. I haven't.
22 teams.
Do you know where your phone is, Scott?
Let me go get it real quick.
Jesus Christ.
Make fun of me.
It's too easy.
By the way, before I forget, because I will forget, Mr. Rogers is so fucking important right now.
Yeah.
You guys cannot hate on him. It is not possible. Listen.
Bob Ross is better.
We are all neighbors. Everybody's different. And there are some things about everybody that are the same. That's what's wonderful. That's what helps us to understand each other. We've got some things inside of us that are the same as somebody else's.
Right.
We are all human beings. This picture right here, that's going to be the episode.
There you go.
Picture right there.
We are all neighbors.
Okay.
I like it.
Episode 40.
So
Seven. We are all neighbors.
Your little huff and puffs.
Hey, are we going to do something special for our 50th episode?
Yep.
We got to make sure that Joe's here for that. Like, for real.
For which one?
Our 50th.
Joe needs to make sure he's here for that.
I wish that Saturday night would have worked out to be our 50th episode. That would have been
awesome. We could just do shows tomorrow and then the next night and make it 50th.
What's tomorrow? Brent's golfing. Want to
just
tomorrow.
Stop and do another show right now? I'll get a fucking thing of Biscoff cookie butter.
No, I'm
for
done.
Each of us, and we'll just sit
no.
here and fucking
no.
a tub a piece and just spoon out. We'll do three fucking episodes tonight.
No,
oh, God.
Saturday morning episode 50.
Dude, sorry. If I had that stuff in my house, like I know the kids would fight over that.
Dude, it is the most ridiculous.
I might steal it.
Yeah, my son Keegan. I still can't believe today. Like he's walking around eating a freaking half of a lime.
Like, oh my God.
It was like,
I love it.
I was like, what are you eating? And he just looked at us like the lime that we had on the counter for making guacamole.
Every parent in existence has given a baby a lemon or a lime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the funniest
this
shit.
This kid
in the
just
world.
Loves it though. He loves lemons and limes. It's like,
man, it's so funny. My brother's son, he sat there and ate the whole thing. Like, he fight it, and then he tried again. Yeah. It just did not. It was so funny, man.
You know what's really cute is that Quinn, my daughter, she's really into guitars. Like, so I got her. She has this little dollar store ukulele that we got her a long time ago. She would always walk around and play it. So I ordered a bigger ukulele off of Amazon for bigger kids.
Yeah.
And now she walks around and plays that. And like she holds it up to the mirror.
Yeah.
And now she puts on these like princess dresses and she has her guitar.
You got a video of it, man.
Oh, I do. And, oh, yeah. And so like.
You got to get them on there. So get them on the web.
So today, yeah. Like I was putting on, Declan was like, he's really into the Pretender song now. The Foo Fighters Pretender song.
Okay.
And he screams at it and stuff. So like I looked at my kids today and I was so happy because Declan's screaming the Pretender song. Quinn's in a frozen dress with her guitar just going.
Oh my
God. I'm like, oh my God. I have to find someone to teach this girl how to play guitar.
That's
like,
so awesome.
No joke. Like I.
They need to teach me too.
She like is never without that guitar.
That's awesome.
It broke and my brother took it home and like. Gorilla glued it and duct taped it all on the thing because it's like that's a $13 so ukulele. I'm not trying to spend more money.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
But it's just, yeah. All right,
I'm gonna
totally
go find
cute.
My phone real quick while all you guys carry the show. Is it gonna be okay with me away?
Hurry up!
I've never been off the show.
I miss you so much already.
Everybody's gonna be so happy.
Remember when I used to run down the hallway of the old house?
Yeah.
And you guys would fuck with me when I'd run and run back.
Yeah, yes. But here you are still on the show. Still on the show.
The old house, still pre-coronavirus.
Pre-corona dreams.
See, that's when it all went downhill. Scott moved.
Yeah, he fucked everything up.
And it was like, okay.
They're saying...
He just got the butter. He has the cookie.
Oh, he has a cookie butter in hand.
Oh, my God.
He's got a light jog in him.
He's got a little pep in that step.
A little pep in his step. He had a little too much cookie butter.
Are we allowed to like talk about who's coming on the show Saturday?
That's BJ.
BJ Hicks, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm like so excited to see him.
Yeah, he said get ready for a hug. I was like, man, bitch, I was born to hug. Well, I can't wait.
Like,
it's been a while, man. I ain't seen him since, I think, our 20-year reunion, which I won't talk about when that was because I don't want to show my age.
Dude, your 20-year reunion was not that long ago because mine was like 2 years ago.
I know. Just feel old, man.
Y'all, it'll be nice just to see him and talk to him.
Yep.
Because, like, we always talk football. He's always giving me football shit. Anytime something happens with the Giants.
Which isn't a lot because the Giants are so fucking stupid.
Whatever. But I remember, like, as soon as Odell Beckham got traded, like, no joke, it was less than 30 seconds later, I had a text
BJ.
From BJ.
Yeah.
So I'm expecting something to fail here. Just
you're
going
to try to call Brent?
We're going to call Brent. So if it fails, just make fun of me.
You better tell him to answer.
Hope you don't get mad. Throw a fit.
Why?
Scott, please don't get mad. We're on eggshells over here. He's doing it again, Joe. He's getting mad.
Wait a minute. Why is Joe not here right now?
He's in Tampa for work, and he's eating chicken wings.
I just was saying, he just sent a picture of freaking awesome-looking chicken wings.
Yeah, those wings look good.
This makes me want to go back on keto. Y'all talking about steak.
Till you eat cookie butter.
But then, yeah. I can't give up potato chips.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
All right, we're calling you. You're on.
Hi, Brent.
You are on the air.
What's up, Brent?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Can you hear us okay?
I can hear you loud and clear.
This is my new system, so we're all It sounds a lot better, I guess.
Yeah, Joe did a good job. Joe set it all up.
Joe did all the work.
Yeah, clearly.
Oh, really? Yeah. You're missing?
No.
Scott, ask him.
So I have a Boston butt I picked up Winn-Dixie the other day.
Sounds good.
It's in my freezer. And Colleen wants you to make it for us for Saturday.
Colleen wants to.
I was asking her what to make. I told her to ask you guys.
So you could, I'm going to have her bring that home with her.
Sounds good.
I want your hands all over my Boston butt.
Oh, my God.
That's a good episode title.
No, it's not.
I want your hands on my Boston butt?
Nope.
That's Charlie.
What are you saying, Brent?
So there's nothing else you want? Boston butt?
You want just some butt?
Listen, Brent, we will never get upset.
Okay.
We will never get upset for you bringing more.
Hey, and Brent, by the way, we're doing a doubleheader on Saturday. I got to record a morning show, and then we're going to do an evening show.
And I bought two bottles of peanut butter over there. There's another one that's a lot cheaper.
A peanut butter?
Called the Ram.
Peanut butter whiskey?
Oh, the peanut butter whiskey.
Okay. Called the Ram.
Oh, boy.
Ugh.
So.
The Ram?
Yeah, it's so good.
Hey, you want to know something, babe?
I'll do it.
Brent, Scott has, you know those biscotti cookies that you like so much that they have on the airplane?
Yeah, those are great.
They have, what is that?
It's crunchy cookie butter, Biscoff cookie butter.
That's it.
And it's those cookies.
In like peanut butter form.
Like peanut butter.
It is really good.
We all had spoons.
Like eat it with a spoon or do you put it on something?
Both. You could probably do like a peanut butter and jelly with it.
You don't even need to though. Right out of it with a spoon.
No, you just spoon this shit out. Like this is, you do this a la carte, right? This is
Yeah.
In its simplest form. You do not want to damage it. Like you do not put salt and pepper on this.
What?
You wouldn't. I'm just so you don't add to it. You
know? What about toast? On some toast?
I don't know, man. It might
be good on some toast.
Like with some butter and toast.
It's like got the crunchies, the little tiny crunchies.
Like when you go to Waffle House and you get them to get the toast and there's like that perfect kind of heat, like white bread.
There's nothing perfect at Waffle House.
A little bit of butter and then you just put this on it.
Yeah, because people used to make fun of me for putting butter on my toast and then jelly on top of it.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's a gangster
move.
What
about a Bojangles biscuit, bro? Like a Popeye's biscuit.
Where are you going right now? I do butter with peanut butter on it.
What if you put this on it? Like a KFC biscuit.
But would the little crunchiness of it make it kind of weird with a biscuit?
Would this be good with a
why are we
McGriddle?
Talking about
I don't know,
this?
Man.
Would this be good with a McGriddle?
No. A McGriddle alone
in between
is already
McGriddle.
Like...
It'd be good on an Eggo.
Ooh.
There you go.
Lego.
Oh my God.
Yeah, some toast, man. Some pancakes. God dang it.
Well, I need to go make something now. I'm hungry.
Yeah. Shout out to Honeysuckle, man. They killed it again tonight. Dude, their burgers, everything at Honeysuckle is amazing. Yeah.
I've never had that.
Really good.
All right, so we got Brent in for the Boston butt on Saturday.
All right, thanks for, And text me or whatever if you want to, like, if you have any ideas or anything else we need to get.
Hey, what was it that you made? What was it that you made the other night when your dad was over?
It's country style ribs.
Country style ribs.
Oh yeah.
Y'all don't even know.
Yeah, like
no bones. It was so good.
Yeah.
It was just
so good.
Meat.
Yes,
I never had that before.
Okay,
so good.
We can go there.
Those are
I never made them before.
Yeah, delicious.
First time for everything, and I trust your meat, sir.
Well, I'm excited.
Trustworthy meat.
Yeah, man. It'll be a blast on Saturday.
I've been trying to think of something different to make.
Just surprise us. Don't tell us. Just surprise us. But we're expecting something magnificent. So the stakes are high.
No pressure. After the corned
beef.
I'm going
to do some research now.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We're gonna advertise this. We're going to talk about it and advertise it.
So oh, my God. People are just going to show up to Scott's house to have some meat.
Brent's meat surprise.
Yeah, we're going to have like a bunch of golf carts all the way down the street fucking lined up. Great time, free Brent's fucking surprise meat.
Oh,
we don't
Jesus.
Even know what it is.
Free Brent's meat.
So don't
free
bring over
Brent's
any,
meat.
Like a snipe or anything.
Oh my God, where's this going?
To a dark place.
I'm just more disappointed Joe's not there, honestly, right now.
Hey, you know, thanks for bringing that up.
You should probably be used to it by now.
It's
just not the same.
No, it's not.
I mean, Colleen said, what did you say at the beginning of the show? This is my seat now. You are not going to give that seat up, right?
I don't, well...
Joe can lay his little ass over there and call other people on the one episode that he's on. He didn't even want to talk to what we were talking about. He wanted to just talk to whoever was going to...
He was on the phone the whole time.
Then I asked him to call in a little bit ago, and he sent a picture of chicken wings.
Yeah, he's like, no, I'm going to send chicken wings.
If no one's sitting in his chair, it just messes up.
It's because we're talking about him. As long as we talk about him, he's going to always do this.
Yeah.
If we go silent and don't even mention his name, like, do you think that would bother him?
Probably not. I don't know. I doubt it.
He'd show up more.
Maybe. Let's try it.
He loves it. Aww. I feel bad.
I do too. Do it.
I'm trying, dude. I'm trying, but he cares.
Because I understand. I
miss
his shows.
Fucking assholeness.
Yeah. I don't know. Fuck him.
He kind of sucks.
Oh, yeah. My God.
That's why I love him.
Take it back.
He's so dumb. He drinks Miller Lite because his last name's Miller. He thinks that's cool.
Like, I love it because when he gets here,
stupid?
Charlie joins his team immediately. And enjoys in his
that's
descent.
That's true.
Yeah. And then me, I'm over here just
you're in the corner.
Stop, guys.
She's over there trying to be whatever, like, dudes. And then Scott, it's okay. They're not
Colleen's
they don't
Colleen's the mother.
Yeah. She has to play both sides, yeah. Of it, because she cares about both of us. And then we're all fighting.
She thinks
it's
funny.
I hate it when you guys fight.
When Joe's not here, look at us. We've had amazing shows.
Yeah.
Every episode he hasn't
it's
been.
It's true. Scott has not had a break. Down in a long time.
Well, let's see what we can do Saturday.
But that shit show, me and Joe went on a shit show drive.
Yeah.
We called a kid's ball small. He responded back to us and said they weren't.
Oh my God.
And it was funny. And it was the funniest. He called someone in the middle of my show and I didn't get mad.
That's pretty good.
You didn't get mad, but I think it was because.
You were mad.
I was mad.
Just let it happen.
It's like we barely get him on the show and he's finally on the show, but he's not on the show.
It was content.
It was fine.
Brent, you can be the new Joe, dude.
Yeah, I think we're going to punish him Saturday. He's not going to get any of
it.
Kind of
sounds like Joe now.
Yes.
Like you just sounded like Joe. Talk like Joe all the time.
That's a good idea, man. Punish him. No meat for Joe.
I'll make him a hamburger.
Just say funnier shit.
Or something.
Bring ants on a log, dude.
Bring him the impossible.
Like celery with peanut butter and raisins.
Give him the impossible burger.
Here's your ants on a log, dick.
Yeah, I'll make an impossible burger for him. He can have that.
Oh, that's so great.
The Impossible Burgers aren't bad, though.
Yeah.
Lettuce wrapped.
Yes.
I like lettuce wrapped. Actually.
Lettuce wrapped Impossible Burger for
you. P.F. Chang's was my first lettuce wrapped.
They're good.
They were good.
I make my own.
Well, thanks for answering the phone call.
We're talking about food.
Anytime. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, man. We'll see you on Saturday, brother.
Sounds good, guys. Can't wait.
All right, buddy.
Bye. Love you.
Have a good week.
Bye.
Later, mate.
Bye.
I love you. I mean, bye.
Not bad, right?
That's it. The country style ribs, you guys.
That sounded pretty good, right? Like, you heard a couple little bit of pops of him talk, but I think it'll be super clear on. But it sounded a lot better than the last time.
100%.
We can hear him a lot better.
Yep. Damn, I love country style ribs, man.
I've never had them before.
They're so good.
And I've been really no joke, trying to have a couple days a week of not eating so much meat.
Yeah. I got a smoker right out here, and I was going to throw the Boston butt in there, but Brent.
I trust Brent's meat a lot more than yours. Your meat's probably more reckless.
I haven't had
my meat
today
is a little more bipolar.
Yesterday.
Yeah, that's you got fair. Bipolar meat.
I'm over-seasoned, under-seasoned.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't get it right.
But at least you're trying, man. You're putting it out there. Scalzi. You're putting your meat out there, bro.
Scalzi, thanks for the truce, bro.
Yeah.
I appreciate the truce. I love you.
Yeah, that's it, man. Are we wrapping this thing up? Oh, my God. Jesus. Here it fucking goes. We need to wrap it up.
I had the volume all the way down, so I fucking saved that one. If that was up, we would have heard that.
Oh, I need eucalyptus mint.
I'm fucking good at this shit, even while shit's going right, by mistake.
I need my hand lotion.
Hand lotion?
I need my eucalyptus mint.
You've talked about that a lot. Have you developed
an
affinity to it?
I don't know if I want to share it.
No, just bring it so I can smell this.
I'll bring it on Saturday.
So what's the science behind if you over sanitize your hands and you kill all the bacteria all the time?
I don't know, man.
How do you put new bacteria on your hand?
Wipe your ass without toilet paper.
Do you do that?
Nope. I'll just deal with no bacteria on my hands. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Is that a problem, actually? Your hands getting dried out and cracked?
People's hands get dried out now.
Mine was doing that with using gloves. I was using probably 80 pairs of gloves a day.
Because that's what they're saying. People that do this hand, like they get OCD and they do the sanitizer all day, their hands get all dry and cracked and everything because it's taking all the moisture out.
I'd rather wash my hands a million times more than use sanitizer.
But, yeah. That's
it
what I do.
It feels so much better.
Yeah, that's
I use an antibacterial soap, you know, for our hands. I don't have a, like the...
I mean, I carry hand sanitizer on my keychain because, like, if I'm going into Publix, it's like, I gotta... Can't wash my hands.
I'm not gonna make fun of you for that, dude, because I have a Bath and Body Works addiction, so I can't. I can't get mad about that, dude.
Yeah, I go in there and get candles. Those candles are three, Charles. Buy three, get one free.
Oh, dude, you have to get the eucalyptus mint one.
Okay,
I will. It's so calming. Dude.
If you don't bring this on Saturday for me to smell it, I'm gonna be pissed.
Okay, I'll share.
Husband's gonna be smoking me a gardenia. You better bring that thing just so we can freaking.
Okay,
smell
okay,
it.
Okay.
Brent, and I think BJ will like it too because
Brent
he's
can
getting
have
a
some.
Pedicure for this show.
Brent can have some.
Okay.
I might have strawberry pound cake also.
Oh my god, we are. I'm never gonna get on a diet.
No, I'm talking about low hand sanitizer.
Oh, okay.
Strawberry pound cake?
That's
yeah.
Thing,
God,
huh?
I want that for food. So,
oh, no. That's how you don't eat the food, dude. You get this hand sanitizer. You just smell your fucking fingers.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty sad.
Hey, that's a bread. You know that shortcake bread that you get when you put the whipped cream and strawberries on that shit?
The sponge bread?
The sponge bread.
So good.
That shit is fucking money.
Let's stop talking about this, man. Whew.
The angel food cake?
Oh, man.
I might have to just go to Publix and do that. I try to justify it. I'm like, look at the strawberries.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This. Yeah.
It's like snozzberries.
The whipped cream
and then
like,
the strawberry pure sugar glaze that's all over it.
Oh, okay. Man.
So good.
Man, we're fat.
I know.
Oh, well.
All right, Zoltar, are you ready?
Yeah.
And you're getting tired over there.
Yeah, I'm pretty
tired.
We'll
see you guys on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything sounded good. I think overall we went without too many hitches.
Yeah, I mean, I sounded like Jewel and the phone hung up.
I hope it sounds like that on the show.
Yeah.
Because once I learn these sound effects, I'm going to be able to fuck with you guys. Once I learn what I'm doing over here, that's my plan.
Sure it is. Hey,
for real though, can I just keep this seat?
Fucking mega mind.
That's your
seat.
That's your fucking seat.
But Joe's going to be very upset. We have to move
don't,
this.
I don't nobody
to,
care about what the fuck Joe thinks.
We have
Joe
to move
don't
the
even come to the podcast.
Sometimes it's about you.
Yeah. So, you know, you're so worried about everybody else in the world. Worry about you. Don't
this
worry.
Is you.
You get a little happiness. You get, you
who is
it.
This wrestler?
You don't know who Jake the Snake Roberts is.
Just throw it away.
I can't see
him. No, that's mine.
Throw it over. No, over there.
No.
Not in the garbage.
Oh,
like over
Jesus
there.
Jesus Christ. Don't throw my Jake the Snake Roberts.
I wouldn't throw Jake the Snake away. I fucking love Jake the Snake.
My hammerhead.
I want a flying Brian in a Brutus the Barber beefcake.
I got my hammy.
Is there bobbleheads for flying Brian and Brutus the Barber beefcake?
I'm sure.
I gotta get something for
see
how
I got Bird and Shaq over here?
Right here. I wish there was a little Dave Grohl figurine, but they don't make them.
Dude, they got to make them.
They don't.
They got a Dave Grohl
bobblehead.
Yes, they do.
Okay, they have a Dave Grohl bobblehead, but you have to buy in a whole Foo Fighters set. And I've seen
if
the ones with
Dave
the Boston
Grohl
Red
bobblehead
Sox, but
over
they're
your
like
mic
$80.
All the time, it would be pretty funny.
It would be awesome.
It would be pretty funny. Like him facing you, to where it looks like he's...
Maybe I just print out a picture.
Wiener, is that your, one of your eyes?
Oh, my God.
I was like,
and he bobs around like this. Like, come on.
I can't.
Colin, come over. Let's do an episode tonight, please.
Jesus.
Let's see that.
Shut up.
I find it all, Colleen. Have you not learned yet?
That is
yet?
So true, Charlie.
He does find everything.
I don't understand.
This bitch is like an investigator online. Like, he knows shit, finds shit.
I get
on there like once or twice a day and just try to scroll through as much as I can and stay off of it.
I don't know.
And that's where, and, man, I can't.
Probably expensive because they're,
I was gonna say I've typed in like that kind of shit. I've never seen it.
Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna end the show.
Okay.
Charlie, what's our phone number?
Hold on. Let me get it. Hey, listen, guys. If you ever want to call the podcast, it's gonna be 321-567-5159.
5159.
Leave a message. Make fun of Scott or me.
Please leave some messages.
Don't.
We haven't got any yet.
Don't. 321-567-5159. We've gotten a couple, but we weren't able to put it on the podcast.
Like I heard a couple. Like I got messages, I think, on there. And I need to learn how to answer them.
We don't.
Are you serious?
It's my fault. There might be some on there right now. I don't even know. There's like 32 missed calls.
Yeah.
But no, I got auto answer on. I think it's working.
Okay. Well, if you call
I can't believe you're just now sharing this information with us.
Hey, I couldn't get Spotify to work for fucking 2 months.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I haven't got video yet. Look at me.
Hey.
But I got most of the
I want to hear these messages, though.
There might be good. There might not be any.
Oh, my God. All right.
All right.
So,
we love you guys.
Until Saturday.
Yeah, we love y'all.
Bye.
I think you guys should call and leave messages sometimes, too.
Bye.
I think our thread of our text messages back and forth, which stop sending those fucking pictures.
What pictures?
The pictures that I open up in front of friends and stuff, and then I look and I'm like, shit.
Why do you say shit?
Derek and them send them. And Tanya
what is
sends
the problem that with is
it. The Tanya sends both of us like these crazy things. Since, like, I used to be in a meme group with Tanya.
Shout out like, to Tanya for dude, some of the shit she sent it to. It's crazy, bad.
Like, I'm just used not to have used some to crazy getting pictures like that.
And Tanya's back in the meme game again, and she's been sharing some real funny shit. Hey, no, there's a meme game. Like, I used to have friends where that's all we did all day was meme.
Oh, my God.
And then I've been out of the meme game for a while. Because it takes up too much space on your phone, man. You're trying to find a picture, and you're going through 50, like, weird memes that you thought were funny
that
at the time.
That one that you just sent, though, the one that Charlie just showed me, like, it took me a second, and I was like...
It was so good.
Oh, my God.
I sent that to so many people.
Yeah, me too, man.
Derek sent it to me.
Me too.
Like, Declan's therapist was literally sitting right next to me when I opened it up. And she
Declan's
showed,
therapist
like,
has probably seen something like that before.
Like, big old black dick.
Oh, my God. You guys. All right. That's it. Show's over.
Hey, look.
I've seen it. Stop. I got to go.
My favorite thing. Oh,
God bless America.
Bye.
Love you guys, man.
Bye.
Daisy's in a tube top screaming from the top of her lungs. This all ends tonight. Daddy's on the floor. He's screaming for more. I see you're gonna be all right. Stop screaming from the top of her lungs. This all ends tonight. Daddy's on the floor. He's screaming for more. Saying you're gonna be alright.
That shit's killer! Oh, dude, that was awesome!